For several thousand years, man lived to about 35 years. But about 200 years ago, it started to increase very slowly. The living conditions improved a little, and the mortality of children and young people began to decrease. The infectious diseases were driven back. Think about tuberculosis and poliomyelitis. More people reached mature age, and about 50 years ago, elderly people began to live much longer. The reasons for this are still debated. Life expectancy in Norway has increased 25 years during the last century and is now 82.3 years for women and 77.5 years for men. It will probably continue to increase, possibly with as much as 5 years in the coming 50 years. 200 years are much too short for changes in the human genome. Therefore, people today have roughly the same genes as the previous 10 to 20 generations. The wave of the elderly is therefore caused by external changes, culture, economy, housing, working conditions, health services, and social security. Old age is governed by two processes. The first is the aging process, which proceeds relentlessly in all living beings. The science of aging we call gerontology, after the Greek word geront, who was a member of the Council of the Elderly in Athens. The other process is diseases, in part the common diseases of all people, and in part the special aging diseases. Not all elderly become ill, but more and more the older they become. These two processes combine and aggravate each other. The doctor has to separate them and answer the question, what is age and what is disease? We can measure the aging process in the body by measuring the ability to physical work, that is, fitness. The person sits on an ergometer bike and works as hard as he can while we measure the oxygen uptake. The average curve, the blue one, falls gradually with a little less than 1% per year after the age of 25 to 30 years. Thus, about half is gone at 80 years due to changes in the heart, in the lungs, and in the muscles. The red curve shows similar measurements in men who work hard every day to maintain fitness for skiing competitions. We call them the Birkebeiner. You see that exercise cannot prevent aging, but it does postpone frailty in the elderly. A 65-year-old Birkebeiner has the same fitness as an average 25-year-old. Aging does not lead to diseases, but the reserves in the body diminish. The aging process in the brain has important effects on the mind, and I divide the mind in two, thoughts and emotions. Thinking becomes slower, but elderly do not become stupid. They can learn just as well as the young, if they want to. Memory is declining, and names slip away. This normal forgetfulness differs from the loss of memory of the demented. The difference is that the healthy elderly can reflect and think, the demented cannot. Personality and emotions do not change, but the elderly more easily get lonely and depressed, and the old person may therefore appear to be changed. The self-image, the way the person looks at himself, often deteriorates. Here you see the life curve of the self-image as I have perceived it on the basis of many talks with patients and their relatives. The most important factor in old age is when they need help from other persons. It is important that health personnel understand this mechanism and show empathy. The social aging process is marked by loss of work and a gradual thinning of the social network. This network is the ring of people around us who wish us well in life. And it is important because we are all social beings. Elderly usually experience themselves the way they always have done, while other people see an elderly person, and this may be quite traumatic. Body, mind and social life are the important parts of human life, but you should not forget the soul, the inner life. Old people often get a deep interest in religion and what they call the big questions in life. Some wish to discuss this interest. The goal for most elderly persons is peace of mind. And I like the sentence by Erik Erikson, resignation without despair. You no longer are the person you used to be, but you should not despair. I must also say a few words about disease. Old people get two kinds of diseases. The first is the common diseases of everybody, but in old people they are often more foggy. A heart infarction with little pain, for example. Therefore, it is more difficult to be a good doctor for old people. The other kind of diseases is the aging diseases that only old people get, especially after 80 years. They are most important in the brain and in the joints and in the bones. When we fit the two processes together, it looks like this. In the upper part you see aging with a gradual decline. And in the lower part you see the aging diseases with a rapid increase after 80. You see that the essence of age is more disease with less reserves. The vertical lines have been defined by the World Health Organization. At 65, you become elderly. At 80, you are old. The years from 65 to 80, we call the third age, and the years after 80, the fourth age. Here you see the key features of these ages. And an old man explained everything to me when he said, the 80s are not for sissies. Finally, I must stress one point. You may think that the elderly people are a homogeneous lot, but they are incredibly different. Don't forget that.